been pretty emotional. And I come to realize that the songs, when I do sing, something triggers it a week or two before. Unless that happens, I don't get up here and sing. And as you all know, my wife wrote a book, and it's been over a year since I promised people that they'd have it. Well, about 3 weeks ago, I had a little talk with my daughter. It wasn't too cordial, but it kind of stirred things up, and I come to realize I'll give you a sermon in 7 words. What you allow is what will continue. And I told her the next Sunday she came out that I wanted a copy of it because I've never really read it, all of it. Or I wanted a thumb drive in order to get it published. I said, otherwise I'll be up to Tacoma and get it. Well, she came out Sunday and it wasn't there. Well, I was going to go up Monday night, but the ball game was on. So I said, well, Tuesday I got Hayden, so that'll give me a good excuse to get out of the house, give him a ride. So I ended up at her house at 6 o'clock. Nobody was there. So I called her, and she said, we're late getting home, but it'll be 5 minutes. So anyway, make a long story short, I got the thumb drive. They all printed it off for me, took a whole ream of paper. Went home and started reading it. And all the things came flooding back that happened over 27 years. And I got to a certain poem and I started to cry. Because what she was talking about was taking care of kids, especially the ones in the autism spectrum. And what I read brought back to my experience with the little kid on the airplane that I thought was such a little bastard. And I sat there and cried and cried. And I'm going to read you this poem. So you'll kind of get a flavor of the book. There was 2 holdups that she told me about. And I said, well, if it's not resolved, they're out of the book because it's got to be out before Christmas. I said, that's the last straw. So when I went to Dell's on Tuesday night, about 7:30, she called me. She says, well, I think I got good news. She said, the poem that's in there, the lady says I can publish it for $150. The 2 references to the chicken soup are been resolved. I can print the article and they go through. So there's only one little glitch left and there's nothing to that. So the Lord has been working in mysterious ways, I guess. So I'd like to take a little time to read this poem this morning. Please, Mom, hear what I'm doing. See what I'm saying. The world is crazy, confusing, scary place for me. I can't do the things other kids do. My body doesn't work right. But inside, I'm just like other kids. I need to be loved and appreciated. I need to fit it, to belong. I need to be useful, to contribute. I need to be heard and understood. I want to tell you my needs, my feelings, my thoughts, but they get tangled inside me. because I can't get my mouth to say the words, so much gets piled up inside me that sometimes it just blows up everything. And I know you're disgusted in me, and you get angry, and then somehow it's all my fault. My actions speak so loudly, but you can't see what I'm saying. Yet my actions are my saying. My body says what my mouth can't. I act out my feelings. But often the acting out is such a problem that my feelings go unnoticed. But I have no other way to tell you my feelings. I want to cooperate, to succeed, to feel good about myself. But to do that, I must be heard. Please, Mom, hear what I'm doing. See what I'm saying. She was doing a seminar in Centralia, and she was wondering what to have for a closing. And she couldn't find one, so she wrote this. Her spectrum was in the kids' department, and mine was in the adults after I had my epiphany. I wanted to know, God, what can I do to show people the love of Jesus Christ? When he told me to see, do you see what I see? It changed my whole world. And when I hitched my wagon to Del Star, that's the best thing that ever happened to me. And I owe this man a great deal because it changed my course in life and made me the man that I am today. And this song came to mind because our marriage was a very rocky and stormy marriage, most of our whole marriage, till the last 2 or 3 years. And she come to me, and when her dementia started setting in, I wished I could be the wife that you wanted. And my response was, you may have not been the wife I wanted, but you were the wife I needed. And she would cry and cry, and then I'd sing her the song, "You Are My Sunshine." And this song came to me as I was sitting there reading her book in shady green pastures. And a lot of times we sing these songs and just sing them. But I hope that you will watch the words as I sang it this morning. Because every one of us is tied to my life. Unless you're a farmer, you won't understand the mire and the clay part. But the rest of it has been every gamut of my life. You've been through the water, been through showers of blessings, raindrops of mercy. I've been through the flood, been through the fire. My house burned up last day of 1979. All I had was clothes on my back. But the Lord has been very gracious to me. So I'd like to sing this song this morning. I had made a mistake last Sunday. I told the wife, or told the worship team before worship, that my birthday was last Monday. Well, it wasn't. Today is her birthday, and she would have been 77. So I sing this song as a tribute to her and to you if you've gone through these things in your life. But you can come out victorious if you hit your star to Jesus Christ.
Thank you. God leads his dear children along. When the waters cool flow, bathes the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some
soul.